with Andy Mossack, our travel expert. Spoke to Andy a little while ago. You won't believe where he is tonight. About 11 o'clock, I'll start giving you the clues and see if you can guess where in the world is Andy Mossack. He has got an hard job, that one. And brilliant. Number, are you paying attention now? That's the number you text if you can work out where our travel expert Andy Mossack is. Before 11:30, we will be finding out exactly where in the world is Andy Mossack. And I've got a clue to see if you can guess. His first clue that he sent us tonight, I am on an archipelago of one... Is that how we decided we say that? A collection of islands, of 112 islands, where the main languages are Creole, English and French, and it was a British colony for 160 years until 1976. So, I know there's a lot going on, but you can handle it. You're brilliant. Somewhere on an archipelago, it just sounds weird, on a collection of 112 islands where the main languages are Creole, English and French, and it was a British colony for 160 years until 1976. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? 81333, put Russ at the start of your message when you get in touch. Be our House Martins. One of the, I think we've kind of struck gold with this one tonight. We've had a call from someone trying to guess where Andy Mossack is. What was the guess? Dodecanese Islands. He's not in the Dodecanese Islands, wherever they are. Who was it that rang with that guess? Kev, the Barnsley trucker. There's another quid for you. So Andy Mossack, we'll find out in about 5 minutes where he is. He is on an archipelago. That's what Jan said. Yeah, archipelago of 112 islands where the main languages are Creole, English and French, and it was a British colony for 160 years until 1976. Here's your second clue. If you just hear music for the next 45 minutes, it means I've been taken off air. The second clue that Andy Mossack has given us about where he is says, there is a giant nut shaped like a female pelvis that only grows in a beautiful verdant valley here. And when General Gordon of Khartoum visited, he claimed he was looking at the original site of the Garden of Eden. Did you get all that? So Andy Mossack is somewhere in the world. It's a collection of 112 islands. They speak Creole, English and French. And also, there is a giant nut shaped like a female pelvis that only grows in a beautiful verdant valley there. And when General Gordon of Khartoum visited, he claimed he was looking at the original site of the Garden of Eden. Where on earth, where in the world, in fact, is Andy Mossack? 081333. Put Russ at the start of your message when you get in touch if you can guess where he is. And we'll keep taking your songs on the theme of our feathered friends, exactly where Andy Mossack is. Before we find out where Andy Mossack is, I have to deal with something. Kim in Brim has sent me a text. Robert in Scarborough is the only person who's got right where in the world Andy Mossack is. So pat yourself on the back, Robert in Scarborough. He's had a guess and he knows exactly where he is. Let's see if you are right. So it's that time again to say, where in the world is Andy? Or should I say, how are something about being a Geordie? How are you, Andy?
Hi, Nick. I'm fine, mate.
Good, yeah, good. I'm all right, thank you. I need to say thank you to you. I present my own show on a Saturday morning at BBC Radio Leeds. And one of the games we play is called Who's That Supposed to Be Then? Where I do bad impressions. And you inspired me last time by calling me a little hairy biker.
That's right. Did it work?
No, nobody got it. I can't do Geordie accents.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's kind of part of the joke, yeah. So, Andy, are you well?
Yes. I'm really, really well, actually. Thanks. Yeah, it's been a brilliant week, actually. I'm blessed because I'm in paradise.
Right.
So not a lot of people can say that. So There's another clue for you.
He's in actual paradise. Andy Mossack, yes. He travels the world so you don't have to. And the last time we spoke, Andy, we've only done this once before. You were wrapped up in the cold in Montreal. Are you wearing similar sorts of clothes today?
No, quite the opposite.
Okay.
Yeah, just a pair of swimmers and some Havaianas.
Didn't want that image in my head, but thank you anyway.
Yes, I know. Yes, thank you.
So,
it's, actually, it is one of those places that, you know, you dream about. And I can tell you this nut,
mm-hmm.
this nut that you've been mentioning,
yeah,
that looks like a female pelvis.
Yes, thank you for that.
It's absolutely amazing. It's a natural thing. And when you see it, you think it's really quite extraordinary. And you really think that this could be the Garden of Eden. Yeah, truly.
I'm fascinated to find out exactly where you are. So all night we've been given, or rather for the last probably half hour, we've been given clues about where you are. And I really need your help on this. For years, I've seen this word written down and I pronounced it in different ways, but I'm not very confident with the word. Is it right? And I did check with our newsreader. She also said archipelago. I think it's pronounced archipelago, right?
Exactly.
I got it right the second time.
Archipelago, yes.
Archipelago. And what does it mean?
It means a collection of islands.
So you're on a collection of islands somewhere?
Yeah, 112 islands.
So is it somewhere north of Scotland then? That's where I'm guessing.
Oh, no, I think it's probably south of Scotland, more like it, actually. Yeah.
Right, let's talk more about this giant nut. So you send us a couple of clues, and you must have known it was me tonight, because you've given me this clue about the giant nut shaped like a female pelvis.
Yes. It does. There's 600 trees, palm trees, where these nuts grow. They're like if you can imagine a double coconut joined together.
Okay.
But giant size.
Right. How giant is giant? Is it as big as your head?
Probably life size of a pelvic area. Yes.
Right. It's a good job we're doing this on The Late Show, isn't it, Andy?
I know. I won't even mention that's the female, by the way.
Right.
It's the female nut, and there is a male version. I won't even tell you what that looks like.
Let's not. Thank you. So you've been in your swimmers today. What have you actually been getting up to? Because you do travel the world, and you see what's going on, and you report back for us so we can see how wonderful your life is. What have you been actually digging out today? What have you been up to?
Today, I've been playing with some giant tortoises. Which are amazing. This part of the world, they roam all over the place, and people have them as pets and all kinds of things.
Wow.
I'm a bit ACDC about the whole sort of captive content of it, but they are very well looked after, and they do roam free on some of the islands here, but the ones that are on the kind of the three main islands where we are, you know, you can go up and you can pet them, give them a bunch of leaves, and you have a friend for life, actually.
Oh, that's amazing.
They are really amazing. Yeah, I'm kind of fascinated by these creatures, because they're obviously huge reptilian type skin, and you know, they cart around these enormous shells, but they are absolutely lovable when they come up to you and you can just pet them. Really nice.
Wow.
Really nice. I've been playing with giant tortoises, which has been amazing. And I've been on the trail of a pirate treasure. There's this pirate called Olivier de Vasseur back in the 1700s. He was a sort of a famous pirate of his time. There was this buried treasure that he had, and when he was on the execution, what do they call him? He's being hanged.
Right.
Just before they pulled him down, he had this necklace. He threw it out to the crowd and he says, "There's my treasure. See if you can work out where it is." And then they hang him. And it turned out that on this necklace was a parchment.
Right. And, what? Come on. You're making this up now.
No. I promise you. You look him up. Olivier de Vasseur. Really? And he had this parchment and it was a cryptogram. And it came into this family in this area, and they try to work it out, and it's been going on for literally decades. And in fact, there's one guy called Reginald Cruz Wilkins is effectively, you know, gave up his life to try and find and work out this cryptogram to see where this treasure was buried.
So today you've been basically feeding essentially dinosaurs and searching for pirates' treasure.
Yeah,
you're in an
great
episode of The Goonies. You're like in the best kids movie ever. That's amazing.
Good, isn't it?
Wow. Well, go on then. Reveal a little bit more and then tell us where on earth you are, Andy.
Well, like I said, it's Creole. So you've got a mixture of French, African, Chinese, Indian, English, because it was a colony of the English, you know, for 160 years. Great food. So you've got this Creole food, banana and coconut, noodles, curries, lots of curries, of course. So I am in The Fabulous Seychelles.
Oh, wow. Oh,
what do you think of that, eh?
I think your job must be so hard, mate.
I have been running all over these islands. I'm all over them, mate. I'm all over them.
Yeah, I was going to say, the way you were talking about it, it seems to me, because clearly, in fact, we were actually, me and an old newspaper colleague, we're talking about people that do your job, and some of them can get a bit jaded and a bit bored, basically, but the way you're talking about, you're clearly still excited to be in the Seychelles.
Oh, absolutely. No, I love travel and I love meeting people and cultures and history and all that stuff. So, I eat it up. And the Seychelles is, you know, it is what you think it is. You know, exactly. You've got that picture of the most incredible beaches, white beaches, turquoise sea. Oh. It's just fantastic.
Oh, but it was starting to snow when I drove in tonight, you know, Andy.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. But there's three main islands. There's Mahé, which is the big one, and the capital, Victoria, which is obviously named after our good Queen Victoria.
Right.
And they've got even got a replica of the clock at Big Ben.
Oh, wow.
In there, yeah, that was donated in the 1800s. So it's a lovely little town. And then you've got Praline, which is Praslin. That's another island. Again, really lovely beaches, but smaller, obviously, than Mahé. And then that's where you find the coconut. And they call it Coco de Mer, the nuts.
Okay.
In this lovely garden called Valle de Mai. And it's a... And it's really just a protected UNESCO area of these incredible coconuts.
God, it sounds incredible. These incredible coconuts, yeah. The ones I'm not going to describe graphically.
Yes. Yeah, no, we won't go into that.
So which island?
The last one is La Digue,
okay,
which is really small, and they have ox carts as taxis.
Wow.
It's really lovely.
That's amazing.
The pirate treasure is on Mahé somewhere.
And so is that whereabouts are you then?
At the moment, I'm on Mahé. I'm back, but I've been travelling by ferry across to these different islands, and they really are. It's just spectacular. It's great. And one of the things they're doing here is, I must stress, is, you know, Seychelles has always been seen as a millionaire's playground, you know, with yachts and five-star properties and all that sort of thing. And they're launching this sort of Seychelles Secrets, which is a whole kind of nest of affordable holidays for everybody. So, for instance, you can get B&Bs run by locals, you know, so you can live with the family, eat with the family, and you get these kind of lovely accommodation, but you're still in the Seychelles, you know. And so it's a good way, if you really want to get in with the locals, it's a fantastic project, and I'm really, really supporting it as far as I'm concerned, because places like this should not just be for the chosen few, they should be for everybody.
Absolutely. Sounds amazing, Andy. We better leave it there. Before we do go, tell us where are we going to be able to see your reports on the Seychelles?
Well, I've got my own travel site called tripreporter.co.uk, which I'm always plugging, and you know, it's something that I and my colleagues, it's really professional travel writers who put together stories and their recommendations, really. So look us up. We're always happy. If anybody wants any kind of first-hand bits and pieces, then get in touch with me via The Late Show, and I'll be more than happy to help out.
Brilliant stuff. Can't wait to read your report on the Seychelles. Andy, travel safely. Great to speak to you. And you keep working hard for a living, buddy.
Yeah, I've got another couple of beers to get through.
It's making us sick. See you later, Andy.
Shut up.